Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We are fired up. What is up, champion? Sam Crowley from the Heartland. One Every Day is Saturday Plaza, recording to you for you. The Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet. I hope this day finds you having the most amazing time of your life. You woke up. That's a good start. You got to be doing what you love to do, though, man. I understand. You got a little hiccup, a little bump in the road. Maybe you're doing something you don't want to do right now, but understand the big T word. You ready? T. It starts with T and it ends with orary. And in the middle, it's emp. T-emp orary. Temporary. It's all temporary, baby. As you make your way to Saturday, you don't stay in the valley. You don't pitch a tent and hang out and become a professional victim. And look at me, everybody. Look how much my life sucks. I bet it's worse than yours. Can you feel sorry for me? Can we have some pity? Come on, everybody. Shower me with pity. Wouldn't you rather be showered with praises? Have yourself showered with praises. Don't have yourself showered with pity. Pity is for who? Pity is for another word. It begins with L and ends in oozer, as in loser. Okay? So let's not have a pity party for you and everything that's happened in your life. Let's have a praises party for what's about to happen in your life. You know why it's about to happen in your life? It's because you're actually taking one step forward. I know that leg. Oh, before I talk about the leg, by the way, my groin is killing me. And I just got to say that. I just need to tell you that. I've been doing this workout on YouTube from this guy, Zeus. this show's going downhill so fast. I got to tell you, man. I'm on day 7 now, and I'm feeling amazing. I'm eating clean this week. Look, it make no mistake. I was born to have pizza and wings, okay? Hot, the hotter the wings, the better, and the more cheese on the pizza, the better. But that's now going to be my cheat day. I'm getting back into top form. Tipped the scales at 196 this morning, started at 202 7 days ago. But look, that weight in the first few weeks, I don't even pay much attention to. It's good to see, though, it's going down. When I was working out 2 years ago, when we moved back to Ohio from our New York home, this was January 17th, 2012. I know dates when my life changed, okay? I know dates when my life's changed. I'm going to get back to your leg feeling like it weighs 8,000 pounds. That was the point I was getting at. But January 17th, 2012, I dedicated that next 60 days to eating right, working out every single day. No pizza, wings, nothing. And I got down to 185, 186, and I was feeling a little too light, though, like a strong wind could blow me away. My feel-good weight's like high 180s, 190. That's where I feel really good, especially if I'm lifting weights. So I'm doing a lot of research on YouTube, no weight workouts. Check it out. If you don't have a gym or you don't have weights at home, the one dude, I don't know if I said this. If I did, I apologize earlier in the week, but the one dude's got me doing my home workout with a broomstick and 2 chairs. Did I say that? Did I say that on the show at all? I don't know. 1 broomstick, 2 chairs equals a great workout. And when I'm not doing the broomstick with the chairs, I'm doing this no-weight workout, full-body circuit-type training. It's really cool, man. Get on YouTube. Check out some workouts for yourself at home. You don't need weights. That's the whole point of it. But my groin is killing me because this whole circuit training, man, doing a lot of jumping and squatting and things like that. So, you know, the host, your humble host here, I'm going to be doing upper body today with the broomstick and the chairs. But I know I'm getting back to what you sometimes you feel like. You're trying to put one foot in front of the other when you're making this journey. And your leg can feel like it's just 800 pounds of cement. And sometimes it's tough to get out of bed. Look, I'm not arguing for your excuses. I'm just keeping it real, okay? Because there's a lot of these personal development gurus who claim to never have a bad day. Bullshit. And I just got to say it that way because it's so untrue, it's not even funny. I've seen these people, okay? Remember, I share stages all around the world with a who's who in personal development, okay? And I see them when they've got their head in their hand and they're worried about their finances. And then I see them go out on stage and act as if nothing is going wrong. And I'm not saying it's everybody, okay? And I'm not even naming anybody because it wouldn't – first of all, I would never do that, okay? Second of all, it's not important who it is. Third of all, it's important that you focus on one thing. What you see with most people, understand, all right? That's the tip of the iceberg. What's going on below the surface? It's like that old adage of a duck in water, you know? Like, you can't see the duck paddling like crazy underneath with the feet. You just see a duck moving smoothly. Don't be fooled with what you see that's going on. It can be difficult getting out of bed in the morning, but here's where you need to make the distinction, okay? There's opportunity waiting for you. And we talked about earlier in today's show, the Uber opportunity. And I mentioned about Uber and what they could have, you know, now that 2% of their company they sold for $1 million and then bought back. They bought back for $1 million. And now that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And that was an opportunity lost, right, for the people that gave that company that gave it away. And there's an opportunity for you waiting right now. If you can just get that heavy weight of a leg lifted up and put one foot in front of the other. And sometimes it's very difficult. Guys, it's difficult sometimes for me too. You know, life is challenging, but that's the beauty of life. Life has ups and downs, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. And if life was simply, if you woke up, and I know some people would be like, oh, that would be great, Sam. But seriously, if you woke up and you didn't have a challenge in your life, like if you didn't have something you had to conquer that day, that would be incredibly boring. There would be no significance to your life whatsoever. It wouldn't be fulfilling in the least. Remember, success without fulfillment equals what? It's failure. Success without fulfillment is failure. And I would argue that we all need to have a challenge because inside of a challenge is an amazing opportunity that's waiting for you. Okay, today's show, the morning show, and today's show is all about opportunity. We'll wrap it up with the third podcast today, kind of wrapping a bow around this entire opportunity topic. But make no mistake, you're going to have a challenge every single day. It may be a financial challenge. It may be a personal challenge. It may be a relationship challenge. It might be with your health. You know, it ain't easy. I say this all the time. I've got a 46-year-old body. I love it. My mind tells me I'm 20, all right? Now, when I went to the doctor, he said I have the body of a 19-year-old or something. That was crazy. I took that as a huge compliment. Thank you. I received that compliment. Thank you. And that's another thing. Get good at receiving compliments. When people compliment you on your shoes, your dress, your tie, your suit, your hair, whatever it is, don't say, oh, it's just this way. No. Say thank you. Receive it. You know, you're actually doing the person a huge disservice. When they give you a compliment and you pass it off as nothing, you've totally watered down what they wanted to do, and they wanted to lift you up in that moment, and you've gone ahead and just thrown complete water, doused the fire. Also, you've taken away the purpose of the compliment, which is to make you feel better. Receive it. It's okay to receive a compliment and say thank you, you know? And if you're an idiot like me and you're way out there and, you know, completely lost your mind, you say thank you. I received that. And then people look at you like, okay, dude, all right, I just told you I like your shoes. Thank you. I received that. But it's okay to have challenges in your life. It's not okay to stay there, though, and tell everybody. Like the great Jim Rohn said, tell your doctors about your problems. Don't tell the marketplace. The marketplace doesn't want to know about your problems. The marketplace wants to know who you are. The marketplace wants to know what you stand for. But the marketplace doesn't want to know where you've been. They want a little bit about your past defines who you are, but that's why the rearview mirror is so much smaller than the windshield when you're driving in a car, because what's in front of you is way, way more important and more exciting than what you've passed and what's behind you. Let your past dictate the individual who you are and who you are going to become. But man, oh man, don't live there, especially in a negative past. Look, if you're from a broken family, receive that blessing. And that is a blessing to be from a broken family. Why is that a blessing to be from a broken family? Because you can now minister to other individuals. You can empathize with people who didn't grow up with a trust fund, you know? And I would argue if you grew up as a trust fund baby, that's a curse. Because now, where do you go? When you begin at the top, where's the only place you can go? down, right? When you begin at the bottom, like me and like you and everybody else most likely listening to this show, growing up without a lot, slowly acquiring a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, you're also acquiring a lot of, hell of a lot of wisdom, man, a lot of experience. And you're not going to be like the individual I described earlier who pretends like everything is perfect. If somebody's selling you a lifestyle and everything is perfect and they don't have any worries and nothing financially wrong, run as fast as you can. Run as fast as you can. There is nothing authentic about that. And there's nothing true about that. You know, you're buying an infomercial. When you watch an infomercial, think about that. Stay up. Maybe you're one of me. Like, I love infomercials. Now I study them, like for the copy and the sales and the call to action and the NLP techniques they're all using and things like that. I'm Tom Vu. I buy $180 of real 180 properties of real estate. You remember that guy? Tom Vu had 80 models with him, just gorgeous bombshell models on his yacht every Sunday, and I would watch this guy on the infomercial over and over and over again thinking, oh my God, this guy's killing it. I wonder who's buying. Like, Tom Vu, is it Wu? It's Tom Vu, but he pronounced Tom Vu. I'm Tom Vu. And this guy would do real estate infomercials on Sunday morning, and I would watch him and laugh my tail off because this guy was hilarious. And he would show you how to buy real estate with no money down. It was Tom Vu, Carlton Sheets. I actually bought Carlton Sheets CD and manuals, $325. One easy payment of $19.95 and then seven payments of $50. And the next thing you know, you're out like $400. But I used it. I used it all. You know the story, right? Buying all that real estate with no money down. And it's just, it's what you learn, you know. But you're buying this infomercial. Like if Tom Vu came up to you, you'd hopefully laugh him out of the room, right? I mean, he would be the most entertaining person in the room. And look, what business are we in, class? What business are we in? It begins with in and ends with interesting. You are in the interesting business, okay? If you're not interesting, you're broke. Let me just tell you, boring equals broke. Broke financially, broke spiritually, broke physically. You're just broke if you're not interesting, okay? Tom Vu is an interesting guy, and he made millions of dollars. I don't know. He might be in jail. I have no idea. But I'm just saying he had one of the best. I think of infomercials, and besides the blue blockers guy, I think of Tom Vu, you know? And I think of the challenges all of these people had. You know, I saw a great segment on 60 Minutes a month ago about the founder of Alibaba. Alibaba is an online merchant account in China. Not merchant account, merchant place, marketplace, online. You buy product like 3,000 pencils for 10 cents, and then you go and sell them on Amazon. It's a great idea, Alibaba. Actually, they went public. Now the guy's a billionaire. He comes from nothing. You know, just a great story, and I'm butchering his story right now, so I'm just going to send you, go to Google, and Google Alibaba founder story. All of that, you'll see his entire bio. It's an amazing story of how he came to where he is right now, and he just has such a dynamic outlook on life. And the whole point of today's show is don't miss your opportunity because it's going to most likely be disguised as a challenge, but it's up to you to go out and find that solution within the challenge, you know? For example, your challenge right now may be, I don't know anybody that will help me get my message out. Well, the solution resides somewhere in your ability to connect with just one person today. But before you can even connect with one person today, you got to think about who would be a great individual to reach out to. You know, just locally, online, who you might know. And don't, look, I'm telling you, don't make the mistake I talked about this morning where people always ask, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Connect with people and ask to do something for them for absolutely no charge. I'm telling you, if you want to make the best connection, say, hey, what can I do? We're in the same niche. I'd love to help you do, what is it, XYZ, you know, and help these people out. That's how you make great connections. So don't miss out on opportunities because you're so tied up and feeling sorry for yourself in your own circumstances. Zig said it, man. You help enough people take care of their problems, their issues, whatever they need done, find solutions in their business, in their life. You'll always have way more than you'll deserve. And that's a quote that stayed with me for so long. And it holds true. It absolutely holds true. I still do it today. How can I help people out, man? My vision now is just, it's 100 times bigger than it just was maybe 5 years ago. But at the core, it's always the same. How can I solve a problem? My problem is rescuing the corporate slave. That's the problem out there. Mothers, fathers, people not spending enough time doing what they absolutely love to do with the people they want to spend time with. I believe I can solve that problem for millions of people around the world. What problem are you going to solve? And remember, you're not allowed to be the problem. See, that's the kicker. You're not allowed to be the problem. You go out and solve problems for other people. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Hey, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley or email me and let me know what you want to hear on the show. Sam at everydayissaturday.com. We'll see you back on the wrap-up show later today. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.